This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. In our community spotlight tonight, Habitat for Humanity of Knox County getting ready to dedicate another house. So we're going to talk about that with the executive director, Jordan Knight. Jordan, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. Thanks for having me, Will.
Yeah, thanks for coming in as always. So it seems like we were just talking about the 50th house that had been dedicated here, and now we're already up to 52.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. You just keep plugging away here, it sounds like.
Yeah, we've been blessed into find qualified partner families and have the support to build these homes and the volunteers to work with, and blessed that with every home that we're completing, the next home is already started up. So we're going to dedicate the 52nd with the 53rd well underway, too.
Yeah, that's great. I know you had the block party not too long ago. Did you find, are you finding, and did that help, are you finding that that people still don't always necessarily know what Habitat does?
I think you always, you run up against that. People know something about Habitat, but the overall specifics might be kind of a gray area. So, yeah, it was an opportunity to hopefully spread that message about how our program works. But we really wanted to celebrate 24 years of building on faith in Knox County, and my board has already decided to give it another shot next year, which will be our 25th year and kind of a milestone.
Yeah, that's pretty much almost two houses a year, if not more, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we've been blessed to be doing it for a long time, and Lord willing, we'll keep on doing it.
How do you keep finding help to keep going that much? I imagine that once you've had volunteers help build one house, that is it difficult to find people to keep going? Do you have a turnover in volunteers, or are people really willing to work hard to help people get into new homes?
I think that's a really good question. We definitely have a solid core group, those faces that you come to expect to see every time we build. It really becomes a part of what they do. And, if we want to continue building and continue to serve the Knox County family and residents, then we have to continue to cultivate new volunteers and opportunities for them to become a part of this ministry. So, I think specifically with the house that we're going to dedicate Saturday, created a strong partnership through their employer and their church. And what we found is folks that had known about Habitat but really wanted to get involved because of the people that we were building in partnership with. And then they started to become the, hey, every Wednesday, every Saturday, we're going to start seeing them. And I think you really see that sense of pride and satisfaction grow not only in the lives of these future homeowners, but in the volunteers too. And the catchphrase is, I help build it. What a testament it is to the work that skilled and unskilled hands can do when we're joining together for a greater good.
Just need for a lot of people a good jumping off point, right?
Yeah, and I think that everybody has to have that first experience, that first time.
Yeah.
And what I like to believe that we're able to do is give folks that meaningful missional experience right here in their own backyard, right here where they live. A lot of folks say, well, it only happens out of state or, across an ocean. But you can make a difference right here in your own community. And you put those tools and those talents together to do great things.
On that, this 52nd house itself, talk to me a little bit about the timeline here. When did you start building? When did you break ground? And how long did it take to complete?
We had the groundbreaking service the early part of April this last year. We had excavation underway just a few weeks later.
Wow.
So it roughly a 6-7 month making nothing into something, and you could easily say we lost 4 to 6 weeks to all the spring rain that we had.
Yeah, that was my next question. Between the rain and the spring and the cold kind of lousy weather you're having now, that can really set things back.
The future homeowner and I just had this running joke that it only rained on the south side. It only rained on the corners of Davis and South Chambers, because there for a while it just seemed like that was all that was happening.
I don't know. There was a certain lake area on the 4th of July where it stormed while we were all in the middle of broadcasting in it. But that's another story.
And
for
it was
day.
It was just that one little strip of land that, that got poured on. You know, and
it never fails.
It seemed like that was destined for just the south side of town every time. But you know, you mentioned getting into a colder time of year. Yeah, our goal for the 53rd is to have a roof on by the end of this month.
Wow.
Which I've helped put them on in the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter, and blessed that we get to experience both.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. So this 52nd house is where?
The corner of South Chambers and Davis Street. It's 1484 South Chambers. So if you're heading down South Chambers and those cross streets start to be numbered 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, then Eklund Court, where we've been building a Habitat neighborhood just down the road on the end of South Chambers.
I imagine that had to have been a huge help, having an area like that, as opposed to, you know, kind of looking for good parcels of land to put a house on, that just have an area where you can build more than one. I imagine that's been a really good thing.
Yeah, it provided us with the opportunity to spread out a little bit. You know, we're not building in between two existing structures. Of course, with a cul-de-sac, a lot of off-street parking. So the room to get materials and volunteers where we need them to be. Now, those homes that have been completed a while, do they like having a construction site every Wednesday and Saturday morning? Yeah, probably not, but it was once their project as well. So we look forward to completing that cul-de-sac here in the next couple years.
And in a matter of time, it'll all be done for a little bit, and you get a little bit of quiet for a while, and then before you start building again. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, they had a brief bit of respite since we were at South Chambers building, but with the 53rd being back on Eklund Court and well underway, we're there all the time.
So the dedication of the 52nd house is Saturday?
Saturday at 5 o'clock. Anybody and everybody is welcome to attend that event. The service itself is pretty brief, and we like to offer the opportunity. You know, a lot of folks, they see the houses from the outside.
Yeah.
Never experience the beauty on the inside. So come take a tour. Have a nice refreshment while you do so. You know, you can pick up information about becoming the next volunteer or partner family. It's a good avenue to find folks to serve in both areas.
You know, not to completely blow your cover on the dedication on Saturday, what does the inside of this house or typically any of the houses you build look like?
We do keep to a standard format simply because our volunteer construction crew is ever changing. So it's good to have some things that stay the same. This is a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath. I think it's a beautiful home, just under 1,300 square feet. The great room encompasses the family room and the kitchen, and then broken out into the 3 bedrooms. And the master bath is something we've adapted to also facilitate as the laundry room as well.
And what time is that dedication again on Saturday?
5 o'clock. And you can park right down on South Chambers, come and join us, and we'll celebrate together.
All right, before we run out of time, on the now you're building the 53rd house, what about the 54th?
We have yet to name a family. We are close with an applicant, and it does look promising that the 54th would begin at the near closure of the 53rd. We would anticipate late spring of 2018.
You have a lot of applications to go through, a waiting list of sorts?
Try not to keep a lengthy waiting list, just because there's so many things that can happen in the life of a family that would change the qualifications, and also so I want to be able to build for them in a timely manner. So usually it just seems to be when we find one, another one is right there to piggyback off of the one we're completing. So we're blessed and hopeful to name that 54th family in the near future.
All right, very good. Jordan Knight, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Knox County. Thanks as always for your time, and thanks for all the great work you're doing for the community.
I appreciate it. Well, I should put a plug in if you're looking to become a partner family or volunteer, really simple. Just go to habitatknox.org and you can start that process.
Very good. Jordan, thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.